Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masses.
Welcome to Unscripted Wrestling, most controversial wrestling podcast in the world. We finally made it to a Sunday episode. So here we go. I'm here with a producer and a co-host of mine, Eric, and we will be followed by Doug shortly. Is Clement joining tonight?
Yeah, I just messaged him to remind him to call in, because he said he'll call in before he leaves for Elimination Chamber, which, by the way, is in Philadelphia, so that's why we're doing this show early. Because one of our co-hosts is going there live, so.
Yeah, tonight's a big one. We got Elimination Chamber 2020, basically a pre-show from Unscripted. It's talking about the road to WrestleMania.
Yep. Exactly. Hold on.
Can you hear me?
There you go. I can hear you.
Clint here?
Not yet. There's the two of us right now.
Okay,
so let's
plug the dirt sheet dudes. Make sure to listen to them every Friday, and I think every other Saturday or something they do the Hollywood Hangout. So make sure
to
check. Wrestling group out on Facebook. Make sure to check the Unscripted Wrestling group on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram account, on Facebook to off and just have fun. Let's get to the show.
Yep. I have the card out.
Huh?
No. Is there a pre-show? Elimination Chamber to face Becky Lynch at WrestleMania 36. The first Elimination Chamber women's match.
Well, yeah, but
let me see you. Hello?
Can you?
You're breaking up.
Hello?
Yeah, I am here.
Get into all that. I was going to say fantasy wrestling is interesting, huh?
Yeah. You have two people. You have AJ Styles. You have...
I took Oscar from Oscar in the women's chamber.
Yeah, you have Oscar because you took her from Doug, and then you have who else?
Miz and Morrison.
Somebody else, don't you? Miz and Morrison for the tag team titles. Don't I have Daniel Bryan?
Morrison. Yeah, you have Daniel Bryan, but he's on your bench. Or do you have him in?
Wait, no. Who's my starter?
Daniel Bryan's your starter.
Okay, yeah. I have Daniel Bryan tonight. You have AJ Styles. Let me see you. Oh, here's two callers now. Doug and Clint.
Hello?
How are you guys?
Hey. Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
That was fast.
Yeah. I'm out of work, but I'm still technically at work. I got to wait a few minutes for somebody else to clock out because I got to get something from them. So
okay.
I'm going to stay on the line for a few minutes until I see that person. Then I'm going to hang up, and then when I get back home, I'll call back in.
Okay, sounds good. Hi, Clint.
or something like that.
And Clemens, you're getting ready to go to this thing, right?
Yeah. I'm ready to know. I'm on my way down there now.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so let's get into Concord here. This is it.
Okay, I'm going. Yeah. Oh, man. I can hear you guys right here.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
So,
Doug, you're still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
This is Alistair Black. Oh, there. Alistair Black's pretty.
Hey, Dan, you're cutting out on me.
Yeah.
Hello?
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 All right,
yeah,
I can hear
out.
You now, Dan.
Okay, there you go.
All right. So, no, maybe I just be scared, but like, because I'm all, actually, my ride's going to be, I'm going to be leaving soon now. I had my way down to the chamber match.
Chamber.
So.
Yep. So, who does Clint have, Daniel? Hello?
Daniel.
Is Daniel cut off? I think Daniel hang up. Hello.
He's right. He's probably hanging up to call back in.
Yeah, Daniel's back. I thought you hang up, Doug. Sorry. Dan?
Art?
Yeah.
Art, you back?
Yeah, he's back.
Hello?
Hello?
Can anyone hear me?
What's up? Yeah. We can hear you.
Yeah, so the first match I wanted to get into while Doug was here is Aleister Black and AJ Styles. What are your thoughts on that, Doug? I know it's kind of you and me for fantasy wrestling.
Well, here's the thing. It's a no disqualification match, so is that technically a gimmick match?
Yes.
All right. It's a gimmick match. 15 points on the line. But I got a feeling AJ's going to win this one because he's going to have his nutsuckers interfere and, you know, beat up Aleister Black. Because I don't think AJ technically is medically cleared to compete in a full match yet.
Not?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I don't think he is because the last couple of weeks he's been having Gallows and Anderson do his work for him.
That's tough because he could put on a clinic. So, your pick then, Doug, is probably going to be Aleister Black you're picking AJ?
No, my pick is Aleister Black because he'll get me points.
Yeah.
But I don't see them having AJ lose because he's going to be getting ready to go against The Undertaker.
Right.
So why have him? Why not let him have unless Undertaker interferes? Which
yeah,
is also
Undertaker
a possibility.
Yeah, that's a serious. Hello.
Hello.
I can.
We can.
Yeah, Dan,
can
I can hear you.
Inside, right. Okay.
Yeah. Hey guys, I want to like get ready to go.
Okay.
Well, it's time. I want to hit the rope. Head down to the chamber.
Okay.
Have so fun. I'll talk to you guys. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow or so, Eric.
Yeah. 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. Sounds good. Have fun, Clint.
Bye. All
right. So. Black is. I hope AJ is medically clear because I think.
Right. Bud, you're cutting out again.
Hello.
All right. Eric, can you hear him?
I can barely hear him. I can hear you, obviously.
Was his phone working before Eric and I, or before Clinton and I called in?
No, it was wet. It was wet too.
So what's the plan here, boys? Hello?
Hello? All right. Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, so
hold on.
Is this still?
I'll see you what on Thursday? All right. Yeah. There you go. You're welcome. That's okay.
All right. I'm actually gonna hang up so I can drive. And then I'll call back, and then Daniel try to figure out what's going on.
We'll try to hold the fort until you call back in.
All right. I'll call back in a few.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello? So
just the two of us, huh?
Yep. Who do you think is going to win, Daniel?
It's a hard one. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
So,
hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So, the thing about this whole thing is, like Doug said, it's going to be AJ and Undertaker WrestleMania. That's pretty much the plan. So,
yeah.
Get here. Are they gonna get here by having Undertaker give a moment by having to beat Aleister Black? This one could go either way.
Yeah, I think Styles is gonna win. And then Taker,
I personally want Styles to win. Yeah. I agree with that. I personally think Styles should probably get the W. But Aleister Black kinda needs a win here too. Because he doesn't have really anything going into WrestleMania yet.
Yeah, is he just gonna be in Andre Giant Memorial Rumble or whatever they fuck they call it now? Which is a shame because he should be in a not a main event push, but he should be on the WrestleMania card fighting somebody. I don't know. I can't think of anybody right now, but. Maybe somebody like Cesaro. That would have been I don't know. A Sheamus.
I think it's so interesting. I think he could be such a big character that I was hoping that they would build him up and have him wrestle the Fiend. I think him and the Fiend would put on a great match.
Yeah, I understand why they're putting John Cena too, but.
The darkness. I know he's not on NXT. I see him versus the Demon, Finn Balor.
Right.
Hello?
Right. Hello? I'm here. You're cutting out again. Hold on.
Hello?
Yeah, you're here. I can hear you now.
So what I was saying was, I would love to see Aleister Black versus the Finn Balor. I think that would be a great match.
I mean, that could still happen. I mean, I could see Finn Balor be on WrestleMania, but I think if he's too busy trying to get the UK title.
Yeah, he's at NXT, so I don't know. Wouldn't it be crazy if they went the other way with it? And for some reason, healthy. What if they had Aleister beat him, and then it was Aleister and Undertaker at WrestleMania? How crazy!
I was gonna suggest that too. I wonder if they're gonna throw a curveball and do Black versus Taker, which actually I think would make more sense, especially if Styles is not 100%.
It would make more sense with the dark gimmick and everything.
Yeah.
Because Aleister Black's kind of like a demon or whatever, but here's the thing. Did you hear why this match is probably happening?
No.
Because it has something to do with your boy. Undertaker handpicked AJ Styles.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Because he wants to replicate the classics he had with Shawn Michaels. And he said, who's the closest thing to Shawn Michaels? Well, it's AJ Styles. AJ and Shawn have been in ring strategies, you could say. They wrestle very similar. AJ is kind of a more athletic HBK.
Yeah, he is.
And at this age and at this point in his life, if anyone's going to give Undertaker that last ring of WrestleMania match, I can see AJ Styles pulling it out of him.
Yeah, I can see it.
Because AJ can work with anybody.
Friday. Oh, yeah, definitely. If I said on Friday, I think it might be actually more close to the CM Punk than Taker match. But maybe probably better match overall. I mean, that CM Punk match wasn't that bad, but...
Oh, it was a good match.
But I think... Yeah, it was a good match. So I think I compare that to the CM Punk one and HBK, the second one. So, we'll see.
I love CM Punk, but when it comes to... I think CM Punk's great, but I think he's more of a microphone guy. His in-ring work is really good.
Let my brother finish his point before you interrupt him.
Okay, sorry, Daniel.
No, you're good. But my thing here is, with CM Punk, he's more of a microphone to me. He's really good in the ring, but he can't match up to AJ Styles to me. As best in the world with wrestling and technical ability.
Oh, I agree with that.
Have a lot more similarities.
I agree with that.
Hello? Yeah, and AJ can sell.
Right.
AJ can sell his ass off. So I think he might be the best kind of... Especially because CM Punk's rusty right now. He hasn't wrestled.
Right, yeah, it's been forever.
I think if you're going to get one last good match on Undertaker, you put him with AJ. Now, if it's a 10-minute farce on Undertaker, I'm going to have a very different opinion. But as far as getting a good match, I think Undertaker and AJ could blow up.
Right.
But once again, in my opinion, I always speak to my opinion, but that's the thing about WrestleMania.
Right. Daniel, hold on.
Hello?
I'm home, so if you want to hang up and then we'll talk over my phone, because I'm walking in the door right now.
Okay.
Well, all right,
so
that
just
sounds
give me...
better. That sounds good.
All right, yeah, so that way, because we're both going to be in the same fucking house anyway.
Exactly. You got home fast.
Daniel's making good points. I want people to hear him.
Exactly, me too.
Oh, he's right here. He's standing right in front of me. All right. All right, make your point.
I was actually going to ask you a question.
Guy?
What are your thoughts on that? Can you get equally as... Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
What?
I can hear you. I'm here.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
answer the question, Eric.
What was the question? Oh, the question was. What was the question again?
WrestleMania.
Hello? Daniel? Doug? What was the question? Hello? Having some technical difficulties. Hold on. Sorry, folks. Hello? They'll be back in the meantime. Let's go over that card. We're talking about 80,000 S back. And one of the other matches on the card is the Elimination Chamber women's match with Natalya, Liv. Okay, here we go. They're back. Hello?
All right. Can you hear us now?
Yes, I can.
Are you sure? Because every time we ask you a question, you don't answer.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah. All right. Daniel, talk.
Is it just you being Doug right now?
Eric, this is the question you answer.
Okay. What was the
Eric
question?
Is it just the three of us right now?
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. When I ask a question, answer right away.
Okay.
All right. So now that Doug got that out of the way. So what I was asking was, do you agree with the fact that the big names are kind of hindering this WrestleMania, the John Cena's, the Goldbergs, the Brocks? Do you think they should start with this revolution of new guys they have, or do you like that they're bringing back the old names?
I think the only name I like them bringing back is John Cena, because he hasn't been, he's not full-time anymore, but he's still younger than the other three. So, he hasn't been on TV for almost, a year? I mean, in the program for almost a year, if more. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's good to see John Cena back, but the others, Goldberg, I like Goldberg and I like Brock, but we've seen them been there, done that, and Taker, same thing. So I think the only one I like is John Cena back. And I'm interested to see how that feud, the story is going to go. How about you, Doug?
Yeah.
What?
About the old days.
What do you
I said a couple days ago, I don't mind the old names being at WrestleMania because those names draw.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't think they should try
to... Yeah, I understand why.
I don't think the new guys can carry it because they're not building them up enough.
So you think even though they have 2 hours of Raw, 2 hours of SmackDown, 2 hours of NXT, you don't think that's enough? They're not building these guys up good enough?
No, because it's 50-50 booking. 1 week, Ricochet wins a match. Next 3 weeks, he loses a match. Then he wins a match. Then he loses three. Then he wins two. Then he loses four. It's 50-50 booking.
Yeah.
In order to solidify and build a star, they cannot lose a match at least like 5 or 6 in a row.
That's true.
You need to build them up against the bigger stars.
Yeah.
All right. Exactly. And look what they did with
I'll make, depending on what the show is on Friday. If we end up doing the show on the territories, if that wins the poll, it's kind of a perfect analogy there.
Yeah. It's hard because you got the AJ Styles, you got Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. Are they really stars?
No.
Or have they not done a good job to make them stars yet?
Garrett, do you have an answer?
That was to you.
Oh, it's hard. I mean, I think. Oh, go ahead, Doug.
Well, you go ahead, Eric. Go ahead and answer.
Okay. I think AJ Styles is a star, and he's proven it in other organizations before, New Japan and TNA. He was the face of TNA for almost 5 years, for over 5 years, and he was the leader of the Bullet Club for almost over a year. He was in great matches over in New Japan, especially for the IC title. He's held that, right? Yeah. And, I think AJ Styles is a star. I think he can carry the WWE.
Yeah, I think AJ Styles is he's a exception to the rule. And I think they have done good with, like, Becky Lynch and stuff. But is it enough to carry the brand into the future?
Becky Lynch, here's the thing. They've done a great job with Becky Lynch. The only issue is that it's gotten stale because she's run through everybody.
Yeah.
That's why they're bringing in Shayna Baszler, which is a smart move.
Yep.
The thing is, though, is that I think Shayna needs to win at WrestleMania because Becky's held the title for a year. There's not much more she can do unless they're going to bring up more talent from NXT. But I don't see that now.
Well, now
unless
we
bring back Ronda.
Back Ronda, yeah, and I know they've been talking about it. Now that we're here, let's get into the conversation of the women's chamber. Who is all the women's chamber done?
Natalya.
And Natalya.
Now,
Natalya,
guys,
Liv Morgan.
This one's a hard one because we all know who's going to win. It's been built perfectly so far. Is this one going to be a Shayna Baszler win, or do you see a curveball getting thrown in a stud?
No, because I really think they're going to start setting up between all three former members of the Riot Squad. Because remember, the storyline in this is that all three members, they're fighting. But to be honest with you, I don't see the three of them teaming up tonight, beating up Natalya.
Yeah. Does Asuka have a shot?
She has a shot. She is a threat in this match. She is Shayna Baszler's biggest threat.
But it seems like the blueprint is Becky and Shayna right now, right?
Yeah, because they did everything they could with Asuka.
So if Asuka wins, would it be a bit underwhelming for fans knowing that's the WrestleMania match?
Yeah. Because they had
the match
was great at the Royal Rumble, and the match was great on Raw.
But what if it turns into a triple threat situation?
I could see that happening, but triple threats happen way too much.
Yeah. There could be a lot of directions.
I'll say
to go
this.
In. Go ahead.
Sorry. I'll say this. The only thing I see why it would be a triple threat is that so Becky wouldn't get pinned and Shayna wouldn't get pinned. And they have Asuka be the one that gets pinned. That way,
right, the scapegoat.
That way they can, That way they can continue the feud between Shayna and Becky into the summer, and that way nobody loses momentum.
No, I know that sounds weird, but But the million-dollar question tonight, Doug, does Ronda Rousey show up?
No. If she shows up, she's showing up at Mania. I think.
Yeah.
Now,
don't forget,
there a situation,
her first appearance was in Philadelphia.
Yeah, at the Royal Rumble.
I think, right? Yeah. In the Rumble.
Now, is it... Can you
go ahead, Daniel. Sorry.
Okay. Now, is there a situation to where Ronda could get involved tonight, start a program with her and Shayna for WrestleMania, and then maybe Becky and Oscar or something else?
The only other person I could see working with Becky at WrestleMania, mainly because she hasn't necessarily worked with her yet, is Ruby Riott.
So do you think there's a chance the Riott Squad gets back together and Ruby wins this match?
There is a chance, but it'd be very underwhelming, though, especially if this ends up being the main event, which I think is actually what they're building it up to be, right?
Either that or the tag match. We don't have... another question I was going to ask. Doug, does it take away from tonight that there's not a men's chamber?
Yes,
I think it does.
Because, I mean, I don't have an issue with the tag team chamber. I really don't. Mainly because I like 4 of the 6 teams involved.
But the last team chamber did not go that great. Would you say we have more solid tag teams here?
I think we're more solid. Well, I think, again, you have 5 solid tag teams in this chamber match.
Yeah.
And the Lucha House Party.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll get into that. I don't want to get into it yet because I was thinking we'll cover that last. But that match is intriguing to me because I think it could go either way. This one, probably the opposite because we kind of know which way they're going, right? So now we're just hoping for a good match.
Yeah.
And I think everybody, even Liv Morgan, is a solid worker.
Yeah, everyone can work in this match.
Yeah.
Is it important to make sure Ruby Riott looks good, even if she doesn't win? Because a lot of people have had problems with her run before. I'm going to go this question to Eric. Do you think Ruby needs to look good in this match, Eric?
Yes, I think she needs to be the last person besides Shayna. I think it needs to be those two at the final two. Just to get the fans, because Shayna is not, I mean, she's over as a heel, but you want that face, and I think the fans can get it behind Ruby Riott.
Now, Doug, as someone who loves booking and the booking of professional wrestling, is it the move to bring the Riott Squad back together tonight, and then we'll see where it goes from there, or are we setting up for a triple threat at WrestleMania?
Sarah Morgan has basically floundered since being on, did I say Morgan?
Yeah.
Right. Sarah Logan. And Sarah Morgan. All right. Sarah Logan has floundered since being basically by herself. She has been known as either Eric's wife, not you, Eric Viking Raider, Eric.
Well, I wish she was my wife.
Or,
damn.
She'd kick your ass.
With that face paint, she kind of looks like a female Mojo Rawley.
Oh, God. But she has basically floundered. Liv Morgan kind of had some steam, but the steam kind of got taken out of her when she basically came out and said she was in love with Lana. Although, you know,
aww.
make a hell of a video. Anyway, so I think the two of them need Ruby Riott. I think all three of them need each other because the Riott Squad actually was a good group.
Yeah.
They had a lot of momentum.
Yeah, it was.
They had the momentum.
I like
so
them.
They never did anything with it, though, right?
Not really. I mean, they, you know, no tag team championships or anything like that. I think they're trying to build towards a big tag team title match at WrestleMania. Like, because you got all these teams now that are kind of jockeying for position. You know, like you were just doing right just there with them squats. Tag teams, I think, are actually starting to jockey in position, and you're starting to see, like, a lot more teamwork.
Is there
right.
still a chance? Because it's been a little underwhelming so far, which is not really the girls' fault. More likely the booking. Is there a chance that this women's tag team division gets saved after all, and it is actually a popular division? Or does it whistle away like so many other things?
You have so many women, not just in the WWE, and not just on in the WWE, but also in NXT that can be brought up and put into tag teams.
Yeah.
So you can have a match at WrestleMania with about four or five teams.
If we had a chamber tonight, Becky and Sasha and Bayley, and it was a tag team women's thing, Kabuki Warriors.
Right. Fire and Desire.
Fire and Desire. They brought the Iconics back.
That's four.
And then Riot Squad.
So Bayley and Sasha, Fire and Desire, Kabuki Warriors, Iconics, Riot Squad, and then your sixth team would probably be either Carmella and Lacey Evans or Carmella and Naomi or...
Yeah.
Bayley and Sasha Banks.
So is that enough to lead this division forward? Because you got some good teams in there.
You got some good teams, but also you have enough talented people that really aren't doing anything right now that can say, all right, fuck, you know, we're going to get together and we're going to make something work.
Yeah.
And also, too, we forgot about them. Nikki and Alexa.
Yeah.
All right. That team. I mean, that team really hasn't done much, but they want a shot at the belts, and they have good chemistry against the Kabuki Warriors.
And when the division is successful, it was kind of made to.
Yeah, because they were fighting champions.
Because the Iconics, they didn't do anything with. I would say that match.
Well, because the Iconics can't work.
So that team, you would say put it on the map, the little bit it is on the map?
Yeah, because they were fighting champions. They had no problem defending the titles.
The Kabuki Warriors are damn good champions, too, though.
Yeah, when they're allowed to defend the belt.
Because, I mean, you got to think, they may have ended a pay-per-view.
Right. When they're allowed to defend the titles, they're good champions.
And Kairi Singh could be a factor here tonight, too, right? New member on your roster.
If she can somehow sneak in the chamber.
So who is your pick tonight? You going Shayna or you picking somebody else?
I'm going to say Shayna, mainly because I don't have stock in it anymore since you since our trade.
Eric, who are you picking tonight for the women's chamber?
I'm going to throw a curveball. I'm going to go with Ruby Riott.
You're going Ruby Riott? I got
to
go with my girl. Hopefully she gets
to be different.
Yeah? Do you think there's a genuine shot that it could happen?
Yeah. I think...
I can actually see something like that.
You never know with Vince. Because everybody in the world thinks it's a lock that Shayna Baszler wins. But I have a feeling... Maybe they want to go triple threat that way. As I said before, they don't want either Shayna or Becky to get pinned. Especially Becky, because she's held the title for over a year.
Yeah.
And she's so over. So I don't know if they want her to be pinned at WrestleMania.
Right. I actually agree with that. I'm going to go with Asuka because she's on my fantasy team and I need the points. So hopefully...
Technically, Daniel's ahead of you. Or not Daniel. Technically, Eric's ahead of you right now.
Yeah, so coming to this new month, we all need this tonight. Yeah, you're winning at the moment.
Only by four points, but you're winning.
I have Daniel Bryan tonight.
Yeah, you have Daniel Bryan. You can lose big points. If the Usos lose tonight, you're losing big.
I thought it was only -2 for an Elimination Chamber loss.
Not in the title match.
Don't they have to get pinned? Oh, yeah, they have to get pinned.
What,
I mean, they win
the
title thing, yeah.
In a title match, he could lose 30 points since he was
Holy shit.
So they have
because
to win the title? So they have to win the title in order for me not to lose points. Shit.
Correct. Yeah, because if they get eliminated,
they lose.
The Elimination Chamber match is not a Texas Hold'em poker game.
I know, I keep forgetting. That's why I have you, Doug.
That's why we all have Doug. So let's get in. Before we get into another match, we each have one cut we can make. One single cut. Now, I won for the month. So the winner of the month gets two cuts. That is a new rule that the president of the podcast has announced.
The actual president,
you can know
right?
We,
not the self-appointed president?
Yeah, it was Eric's idea.
Oh, Eric's idea?
So
yeah.
Everybody make
and,
it.
And
Eric.
And Daniel gets to go first because he won the month. Too.
Okay. So I'll open with my first pick. No one has Sean Lawler, right?
Sean Lawler?
Yeah.
No.
I am getting rid of my independent roster. Low-key has not done shit for me. So I'm getting rid of Low-key and I'm picking up Filthy Tom Lawler.
Damn it.
No.
Wow.
Eric, who is your one cut?
I'm dropping Rio, and I'm picking up Jack Swagger. Jack Hager. Sorry, Doug.
He's getting to Eric's going to have testicular cancer.
Oh.
All right, Dougie. Moment of truth here.
Fucking hell. Oh. Fuck.
You know what? I'm getting rid of Carmella. So I'm going to move Sasha Banks back to my startup.
Okay.
Back to my starting lineup. I'm getting rid of Carmella.
Yeah.
And I'm putting on Elias.
On your SmackDown roster?
On my SmackDown roster.
Goodbye, Carmella.
Nice.
Doug is picking up Elias. Okay.
Mainly because she's riddled with Corey Graves' disease.
So my third...
That Graves hurt.
Or my second cut, and this will be the last cut, will Clinton and Brett will send us their cuts.
Are we sure?
Hopefully.
Do they even listen to this show?
So my last
cut...
Dead.
No, Brett's alive,
oh.
I think. So my last cut... This is kind of a bold move. It might not be worth it, but we'll see. Andrade's getting the boot. He's been on my bench.
Wow.
Andrade's off my Raw roster, and I will be picking up Ricochet.
He lost
Andrade.
To Riddick Moss.
I don't care. I'm picking
Andrade.
Up.
Nobody even knew who the fuck Riddick Moss was.
So you're dropping the U.S. champion.
I am dropping the U.S. champion.
For a man, Brock made his bitch in 2 minutes.
I think
wow,
Ricochet is
okay.
A decent match. I think he's going to have a very good 2020 after WrestleMania. I can see a nice build-up for him, a U.S. title run, maybe another main event run. I see big things for Ricochet, so my brand is moving forward with him on my bench.
I'll tell you, I think the
nice.
Best pickup for you is actually Filthy Tom Lawler.
Yeah,
he's going to do a lot for
it
me
is.
On my independent. Because Low-key hasn't really been doing anything lately.
Actually, because I think his contract with MLW ran out.
Yeah, so
oh.
It's a good thing I covered. All right, so going back into the pay-per-view here, boys. Braun Strowman, the Monster Among Men, the Intercontinental Champion, defending against three opponents tonight. Shinsuke Nakamura, Japanese legend. Cesaro, Ring of Honor legend. And one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. Doug's favorite wrestler.
Sami Zayn.
King of the faggot dance.
Which way do you see this match going, Eric?
Is
it an easy win?
Yeah. But then I see a fatal four-way at WrestleMania between the four of them.
Really?
Yeah.
All right,
I think Braun Strowman
beats
them in 5 minutes, so...
Doug?
Obviously, I want Braun Strowman to win. He's my guy on my team.
Yeah.
However, he being a big guy should not hold like the big singles belts long. So I don't necessarily, I mean, I don't want them to get the belt. I mean, if they give the Intercontinental title to Sami Zayn, then I think cars should be set on fire in the city of Philadelphia tonight.
Now, do all three of them get the title?
I don't know who. I think it's whoever pins him gets the belt, and I could see Sami Zayn fucking over his own guy.
Win. Yeah, I could see that too.
So,
does anybody have Sami
Zayn? Sami
Zayn
gets, no, no one has Sami Zayn
because we're not that. Because we're that stupid.
Hey.
So you, you're,
I would have Sami.
Your official.
I should have got Sami Zayn. Damn it.
Fuck Sami Zayn. So your official prediction, Doug. Sami Zayn gets the win, takes the title.
Like I said, I want it to be Braun Strowman so I get the points, but I see I don't think Strowman holds on to the title very long.
Who are you going with?
I'm going to say because Sami Zayn's a weasel, I'm going to say it's him.
Okay. So that's Doug's prediction. Me, I'm on the other side of the spectrum. Strowman has gotten fucked. Can we all agree with that creatively in the past 4 years?
That's why I think they're going to do it to him again.
He needs this run, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, he needs to run, but still, you got to remember, there are dumbasses in creative. Not only on this show, but in WWE creative right now. Look at some of these dumbass fucking producers. Bruce Pritchard runs Raw. Bruce Pritchard runs SmackDown. Paul Heyman runs Raw. SmackDown has been absolute ass cheeks lately. That's why we moved our show to Fridays. All
right. I haven't watched SmackDown in like 2 months.
Right, exactly. Because ever since Bruce Pritchard took over, it has been something to pick your nose
at
instead of something to wrestle with. So it's just but there are so many stupid people that are writing the show right now. That, yes, Braun Strowman needs this run, but they're not smart enough to figure it out.
I think this is the best situation for him, though, because they've been so hesitant to give him a world title, and he had, though, that stupid title win with that Nicholas kid and the irrelevant title, tag title run with Rollins. You don't think it'd be the best idea to keep the title on him and maybe have a big man versus big man match at WrestleMania?
I think it would be
a
great idea.
Yeah, I agree with Daniel.
But, again... Well, who would be the other big man?
After a bat.
Baron Corbin, maybe.
Right. But
I was gonna go Black.
I can't be because Aleister Black's on a different show.
Oh,
that
duh.
Would be an interesting
okay.
match.
Yeah. But I think that that would be a good idea. But what I'm saying is that WWE Creative is. So, therefore, they're not going to go through with that. They're going to fuck over like they have been doing for the last 2 years.
Yep. It reminds me of the Ryback run, how they shit on Ryback.
Right.
Exactly the same way.
Exactly. And that was the problem. But Braun Strowman is over right now. Okay.
So, do you think a proper title reign for him here kind of would it help the Intercontinental Championship that struggled for a while and would it help Strowman? Because you said the big guy shouldn't be champions for very long. But does he kind of need that at this point or no?
I think he needs a run with a title.
I think
but
6 months.
Again, big guys technically aren't. You know, built to be big men are built to be attractions. All right, Andre the Giant never needed a title.
Yeah, but isn't that thinking that might have got us here?
What?
That big men don't need a title? Isn't that the thinking that might have kind of left Strowman snake bit these last few years?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's just because they have him come out and do all this stupid shit. Being a big man. Strowman should not be on TV every week. Braun Strowman should be that big attraction that comes in every once in a while when somebody needs a partner to kick the ass out of the kick the shit out of these heels.
Yeah. It's gonna be interesting. My pick, since you guys made your picks, I'm going with Strowman. I think he needs a win here, and I think it would be beneficial for him going into WrestleMania as a champion.
Here's a scenario. I have one idea before we move on. What about they bring up Kevin Lee versus Braun Strowman?
Keith Lee?
Yeah, I was going to say, who's Kevin
Lee? Keith Lee versus Braun Strowman. Champion versus champion.
Daniel wants me in his lap.
What do you guys think?
I don't know if it'll happen. I really don't think a lot of these NXT guys want to go to the main roster.
You don't think that would be a big money attraction, though, Keith Lee and Strowman?
It depends on what they're able to get out of them.
Yeah, but they're two big, agile men that can work.
Right.
Strowman can work. We know Lee can work.
Yeah.
Can Strowman get Keith Lee up for the power slam?
Yes.
I think that would be the storyline. What if Keith Lee does his power slam on Braun Strowman?
I think it's a good idea, Eric, but I also see where Doug goes. I think Keith Lee's going to stay at NXT.
Yeah.
He's one of their bigger attractions. But for a WrestleMania match, shouldn't it not matter? Shouldn't there be allowed to be interbrand warfare?
I do agree with that, yeah.
So the next match, we don't have anything at stake, but Eric does. We got Daniel Bryan versus Drew Gulak. What do you think about this weird Gulak push, Doug?
I think they don't really have anything else for Daniel Bryan right now. So they got a guy that's good in submissions as he is, submissions and strikes. So, okay, guess what? Daniel, you're Daniel. Daniel Bryan, guess what? You got to work with this guy because we have nothing else for you right now. So here you go.
Yeah.
And at this point in Daniel Bryan's career, I think he is going to be that guy that helps younger wrestlers. He's going to be that mentor that Shawn Michaels was to before he retired.
I agree, but I think Daniel's going over here. He's kind of got to with WrestleMania ahead. Where do you think it goes, Eric?
I think Daniel Bryan's going to win. Now, who do you think Daniel Bryan will face at WrestleMania?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if they have plans for Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania, so I could actually see them letting Gulak get a fluke win here.
And getting a rematch at WrestleMania? I could see that, too.
Now, we do have a title match here. So, I'm going to go Bryan, but actually, before we move on, to answer Eric's question, who does Bryan end up wrestling at WrestleMania if he does have a match done? What would be the perfect fit for you if you were the booker?
Nakamura.
Eric?
They teased it for a while. Why not let it happen?
Yeah, Nakamura or Sami Zayn.
Eric's on a Sami Zayn kick.
I'd like to kick Sami Zayn myself.
I can see him and Corbin going at it. They got to have something for Corbin. They've built him up too much.
He'll be sucking his dick all night.
So
have Daniel Bryan Corbin?
Did they?
Exactly go well. I think they did.
Daniel Bryan and Corbin? Was that a match? It was a tag match. I don't think it was ever a single match.
All right, let's move on to Carrillo and Andrade. U.S. title match. I just got rid of Andrade. Who wins, Doug? Does Carrillo need a win here?
Yeah, again, Vince McMahon, it has been said Vince McMahon's not a fan of Umberto.
Okay.
All right. So that's why that's why Andrade took him out for so long. Because Vince does not see anything in Umberto Carrillo.
Which is wrong, because he's really good.
Right. He doesn't see anything wrong in Umberto. Because Umberto can't speak English and he's, really has no charisma. All he is a great athlete. The only reason why he sees anything in Andrade is because Andrade puts it in Charlotte. And Charlotte is Ric Flair's daughter. And Ric Flair puts it in Vince McMahon. So that's the only reason why they push Andrade, who Andrade's engaged to.
These are two top-tier competitors, though.
I agree with that. I'm just also speaking like a 74-year-old senile old bastard who is just waiting.
I mean, like I said the other day, he's basically just waiting for somebody to poison his food so he can die.
Who, you? Or Vince?
Vince. I'm waiting for that.
So who wins?
Will you get your nuts off my lap?
Bye.
Never mind it.
We're very close.
I'm gonna say, I don't think they really want Andrade title anymore because of the suspension, but I don't see Umberto getting it. So I'm gonna say that Andrade retains, just because I don't think they have anything else. Because it's either the guy that fucked up or the guy Vince doesn't like.
It usually goes to who he doesn't like to lose.
Right. So the guy that fucked up is going to be the guy that wins.
U.S. title match for WrestleMania. What is it? Do they drag this out? Maybe as Carrillo's the underdog and he takes the title at WrestleMania, or do they go a different route?
No, I think the U.S. title bout should actually be Andrade and Ricochet.
Okay. Eric, who wins tonight, Carrillo or Andrade?
I'm going to throw a curveball. I'm going to go Carrillo.
Best course of action,
yeah.
Right? Because he kind of needs a win here.
Yeah.
It's not much of a curveball because I'm going Carrillo as well. I think he kind of needs a win, and I don't know if Vince is ready to give it to him at WrestleMania, so I think that's what happens, and we get a rematch at WrestleMania. Now, probably the biggest match for fantasy wrestling tonight, right, boys? This next match. The last match we're covering here, then we're going to head home. We got the tag team Elimination Chamber. All of us have stakes in this?
We forgot one match.
What did we forget?
The Street Profits versus Seth Rollins and Murphy.
Titles, right?
The Raw Tag Team titles.
All right, who wins, Profits or Rollins and Murphy?
Well, because Eric will lose more big points if Rollins and Murphy lose. I'm going with the Profits.
Yeah, I'm going with the Profits.
But you have the Profits. That's another reason why I'm going with them.
So it's you versus me, Doug?
Yeah.
The Profits are the champions?
Yeah.
Eric, so you're going Murphy and Rollins, right?
No, I'm going with Street Profits. If I could cut those two, I would.
Okay. Well, I think the Rollins and Murphy are probably going to win tonight, get those titles back. I think they need something for Rollins at WrestleMania. This makes the most sense. All right, now let's.
Kevin Owens.
Anyone have anything? What?
Kevin Owens is going to. It's probably going to be Owens versus Rollins at Mania.
Yeah, or Owens and Joe, if Joe comes back.
Right.
All right, let's get into this tag chamber, guys. We all have a lot to win and lose except for Clinton. Now, Brett's only got Big E, right? And he's got Big E and Woods.
Yeah. I think Woods is hurt, and Kofi's the one that has a title with him.
And Kofi's with Eric, but Kofi's at Eric's bench, right?
Correct.
Okay, so we got the New Day.
Oh.
We got my boys.
Never mind.
Yeah, let me finish. We got Miz and Morrison, the tag champs, who my boys. So big points tonight. I get 100 if they win, right?
Yeah.
So I need that. Eric's got the Usos, which have had a hell of a push, which would make a lot of sense if they won tonight, too. So Eric could get 100 points from them. And then we got Lucha House Party.
Yep.
Which means nothing to nobody, and they probably won't win, right?
Correct.
Then we got, who do you got, Rudy Ziegler?
No, I got, fuck, I wouldn't.
Do you have Heavy Machinery?
Yeah.
We got Heavy Machinery. My boys, even though they're with Doug, I really like these guys. So he's got Heavy Machinery. Eric's got the Usos. I got Miz and Morrison, and Brett's got Big E. But we also have Rude and Ziggler, who is a formidable tag team. Could this be the best match of the night, Doug?
It could be if done right, because you have very, very skilled tag teams.
It's kind of stacked. It's kind of stacked, right, for the tag teams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and here's the thing. Rude and Ziggler are entering the...
Yeah.
So, you know, Dolph can be in the chamber looking in the cell phone, jerking off the pictures of Mandy Rose, you know, up until the very end or whatever.
And that's another storyline for this, right, between Ziggler and Otis?
Right. Because here's the thing. The way the storyline had kind of played out on SmackDown was Mandy, like, Otis tried to apologize to Mandy for showing up late. And she said, go away. She goes, obviously you didn't want to date me in the first place if you were late. Apparently she doesn't realize that fat guys do take a long time to get ready because there's a lot to wash.
Do your boys, Heavy Machinery, have a reasonable... You're going to pick them because they're on your team, but is there an avenue where they can win tonight? Because I truly think this match could go to anybody except for maybe Lucha House Party.
If either Heavy Machinery or Rude and Ziggler win, first of all, if Rude and Ziggler win, I'm cutting off my balls.
It's anybody's match. Could this go either way?
Yeah. Because then what you could get here, you have the makings of what could be like a very special multi-team match at WrestleMania, like a TLC match or something like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who would you want to see in that? Who's the three teams you would want to see in that TLC?
Miz and Morrison, Usos, and New Day.
Absolutely.
Okay. But yep. They're going to do something, Rude and Ziggler versus Heavy Machinery, because that's the storyline.
Yeah. Who are you picking?
I got to go with my boys, Heavy Machinery.
Then now, is this going to be the most exciting match for us to watch, probably, with the fantasy wrestling?
With the points that are on the line, yeah.
Eric, are you going for your boys, the Usos?
Absolutely. I think they can pull it off. I don't think this is the time to kill the momentum. They're back. They have the most. Them and that New Day have most titles between all the teams. I think, right? New Day's 7-time and Usos are what, like 6-time, 7-time?
About it's 6-time.
How many
times
have
Miz and Morrison?
Yeah.
3 or 4. I think they're in the middle of their third.
Okay. So we got a lot of legacy, a lot of tag teams. I'm obviously going with my boys, Miz and Morrison. I need them to win tonight, and I think it's so early in their title reign, it would make sense for them to win.
They won it 10 days ago.
Yeah.
Why put it on them 10 days ago and then take it off them now?
That's WWE, though, isn't it?
It is, but even they can't be that stupid. I mean, if it happened a month ago, if Miz and Morrison held the titles for a month, I can see it. It was
all right, guys. So that was our preview for the 20. She downstairs. That was the preview for our 2020 Elimination Chamber episode. We'll go back to AEW versus NXT next week, and we'll see you Friday. Our four poll options are AJ Styles career retrospective, a hardcore wrestling conversation / retrospective, a territories retrospective, or the ranking of every Elimination Chamber. Guys, it's been really good.
I just want to give an update for the polls. I think right now on Twitter, territories is winning, and the three groups I posted, I think the territories were winning too. Did you check recently, Doug?
I know in the one group you posted in, the territories were running away with it, but in everything else, I actually think the hardcore deal was winning it.
Okay.
So it's going to be between the territories and hardcore.
And that's why I thought it was going to be between the two of them. Yep. Thank you,
and
boys.
For our fans, keep voting, keep following, keep voting, and let's see what we do Friday.
Yep. Thank you, boys. Thank
All
you,
right,
gentlemen.
Guys. It's been a pleasure.
Later.
All right. Glad we got the phone.
I'll see you Tuesday. Bye.
We'll see you on Tuesday.
Oh, Wednesday, right?